Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the second episode of the show this year. Okay, so we have two episodes going so far. We're doing great. It's going to be a great year, I can tell. I'm just excited about 2014. You know, this is the year for double portion of success. This is the year for double abundance. This is the year for you to claim your manifested amazing year that you're going to have. You're going to have a great year this year. I can feel it. I can sense it. And part of the reason that we know it's going to happen is because you're going to speak it. That's right. You're going to speak it into existence. Oh, yes. See, our words have power. There is power in the tongue. Yes, we've heard that before. We know that the Bible tells us that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Now, in one of the chapters in Release Your Power talks about speaking positively. But even going beyond that, we challenge you as entrepreneurs, as leaders, as people who want to be successful in what you are doing, whether you own a nonprofit, a for-profit, whether you work for someone, you have a program, a project, or something. We want to begin to really focus in on what we're saying, okay? So over the next, you know, several weeks, I will be talking about a topic from the book, Release Your Power. Now, as an entrepreneur, I'm telling you that you need to get a handle on your words, on what you're saying. And the problem is that so many people, we take for granted the power of the word. We take for granted the power of our words. And because we're so used to saying things that don't happen, we never get into the habit of saying what we want to happen. Let me say that again. Many of us, we get so used to what we say that doesn't happen is that we never get into the habit of saying what we want to happen. Now that just dropped in my spirit right then and there. But if you want your business to go to another level, whether it's in your marketing, it could be as it relates to your connections, to your networking, it could be as it relates to new ideas, new customers. It has to do with what you say. One of the persons that I'm spotlighting on our membership association website, she is a woman who I absolutely have watched over the past 7 years. Now, some of you know, this recession that we're in right now, how it's gotten so bad, and it's probably a depression by now. It's just that there are some things that are in place in our economy that won't let us feel the Great Depression of the 1930s. But in a recession this long, it's certainly a depression. So we went into this recession right about 2008. That's when it hit. If you remember back prior to 2008, things were slightly different. A lot of companies were hiring. They were still giving raises. They were still offering tuition reimbursement and assistance and things of that nature. And then 2008, after President Bush left office and President Obama took office, things drastically changed. There was a lot of failure in the banking industry, the mortgage industry collapsed, and a lot of things happened in 2008. But this is a young woman who started her business in 2008. That's about 8 years. This is 8 years ago. 8 years ago. But, okay, of course, you'd have to fast forward to around November. So here's the thing. Actually, January, because he was elected in 07. He took office in 08. No, he got elected 08 November. Took office in January 09. So keep that in mind. Now, here's a woman who started her business in that same year. And let me tell you, I've watched, and you talk about a bad economy, but I watched her, but she's still around. Her business has survived one of the most tumultuous type of economies that we've seen in a long time in this country. And let me tell you, she's still around. She's still doing business. She's doing well. And largely because of her words, okay, your words will frame your day. Somebody said you'll have what you say. And Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, God bless her, she's been our keynote speaker 2 years in a row at our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Conference that we have in Newark, New Jersey. In August, this will be the third year, she says that what you say will make your day. And I'd like to definitely dovetail on that with the topic for today, and that is, speak what you want to see in your life. That's right. Speak what you want to see in your life. And that's speak it every day, because if you do this exercise with the speaking, okay, you will see a difference in your life, and it won't take very long, possibly in a 24-hour period. It's a 24-hour period. Now, here's the challenge, though, for some people. It's going to be a humongous, you think this is easy? It is absolutely not easy. As a matter of fact, for some people, this is so difficult that they won't even try it. They'll mix it off or diss it like, you know, that can't work, it won't happen. So right there, that's basically a signal that they think it's too hard. They can't do it. It's not easy, trust me. Believe me, you. But I talk a lot about the power of our words because it's true. But again, because we're so used to what we say never happening, let me give you an example of that. Here's how many times have you ever heard someone say, this is killing me, all right? Or this is blowing my mind, or this is making me crazy, right? Now, imagine if those words were true. Imagine if what they said happened, and what if it happened at that moment? You make me sick. I've heard people say that. Have you ever heard somebody say that? Think about the power of our words and them not happening. Aren't you glad if you ever, if you've ever said it? But it, I know I've said it. Hey, listen, I'm going to admit it because I used to say it. I don't say that kind of stuff no more. Oh, listen, you can go back and listen to the archives of my show. You can be a person who's been around me at workshops, seminars, or any training that I've done. You will be hard-pressed to find me using that those kinds of words and that type of language because I now know the power of words, the power of our words. What we say, as Dr. Grant says, what you say will make your day. So what I'm challenging all of you who are tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs, I'm talking about you people that are serious about experiencing a change or something for the better. You want to really experience this abundant life. You really want to be living a life that is fulfilled and happy and meaningful and successful. You're only going to be successful as your words. And but here's the big challenge, though, for people, you see, is that where are they going to get the powerful, positive words to use in their daily activities? Some people, unfortunately, are not going to be able to cut the mustard because there are going to be too many outside influences. Other people who will be around that person that will kind of control their day, control what they say, control what's going into their mind, whether it's through television, music, the radio. Some people listen to the radio quite a bit. It could be YouTube. It could be Facebook, Twitter. You see, because what you say will make your day. Think about the words that you say. Think about them right now. Just think about what you've been saying. Okay, January 1st was last Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. This is 1 week later. Last Wednesday was New Year's Day. I know it doesn't seem like it already. 1 week gone. 1 week out of the 52 weeks gone. Okay, gone. Last week, I talked about the growth mindset. For those of you who are part of my 52-week program, you know, I have a 52-week journey. I have it out on the website. If you're interested, please inbox me or contact me on Facebook or get an email, go to my website, sign up for CoachLalisa.com. There's a 52-week journey, challenge journey for the year. And this year, our journey is own your year. And owning your year means taking control of who you are, taking control of what you say, what you do. And so last week, week one, so we're already down a week already. This is week two, y'all. Keep up. Gotta keep up. That's why we set the journey, because it's going to fly by. Before you know it, almost in the twinkling of an eye, we will be celebrating 2015. And many people are going to look up and wonder what happened. Where did the time go? And what I'm saying is that the words that you say, you want to be meticulous, specific, and really coordinated in your words each and every day. And we want to build a legacy, build a habit of saying what we want. Now, I know for some of you, this is probably sounding a little bit like the law of attraction. And I guarantee you, it might. And I didn't read the book. I didn't read the law of attraction. Yes, I've seen the movie. I don't remember much. I've seen the movie The Secret. I don't know if there's a movie, The Law of Attraction, or not, but many of you know The Secret is based on the law of attraction, or it highlights the law of attraction in it. But that's not really where I'm getting this direction from. It's absolutely coming from the Holy Spirit. God is saying to me that it is time to move into another level, and that is as we mature, just like anything, people say, oh, wine gets better as it gets more mature. Children grow up and we hope they get better. Something, you cook something and say, oh, it tastes better the next day. So we understand about things getting better as time goes on. So we ought to be getting better as time goes on. So yes, there was a time in our lives where we said anything and everything and we didn't care, and you know, but many people are experiencing great devastation, and some of them think it's because of their race, their skin color. They think it's because of who they know or who they don't know. Some think it's because of their financial standing. Others think it's because of their level of education. But I'm here to remind some people and to educate others. It's because of what you're saying. You're speaking your life into existence each and every day. And I'm saying you have an opportunity now to take control of that. So for week two of the 52-week challenge is about speaking. And so we will be doing, and for those of you who want to join that challenge, each week you will have another challenge to help you own your year. So last week's challenge was grow your mind. This week's challenge is speaking. So we will work on that. I will send you some information if you sign up. We'll send you some exercises to help challenge you in what you're saying and to get that. Because if you don't get that under control, if you cannot master what you say, you're going to have a hard time mastering anything else. Right? You're going to have a difficult time bringing about the type of results in your life that you want to see, because you're speaking it anyway. So that's what I definitely want to put out there in the universe, that you want to have what you want to have, you got to watch what you say. You see, thank God when we said, oh, this is that, you know, it's killing me. I can't stand this or that. I hate this, I hate that. I don't want this, I don't want that. And guess what? All the while, these are the things that show up. In our lives, the very thing, because our words attract what we get. What we say is then brought into our lives because of the way it's supernatural, no doubt, but even scientifically, we know that sound vibrates, and it's tied into our thinking and our actions and our behaviors and our subconscious mind. So because of all of that, and that attraction is going out into the universe, and in our words, are causing it. But again, because if our words were just to be able to just take control of their own, half of us wouldn't be alive, because, again, we've spoken words that would have definitely surely taken us out of here. But I want you to just, you know, just do a little exercise. Look at what you say for those of you who want extended work to get the work done. Well, definitely, you want to definitely join our 52-week journey, where week two, we're dealing with our words, right? And so those people in the, those people who join that journey, then you will get, you know, regular incentives, empowerment, motivation, and inspiration around this topic so that you can really, really see, a huge, huge difference. And, again, get that help that you need. Well, the help is centered around being empowered, being motivated, having a partner, having someone to sort of guide you, go along with you. That's important to have that. Some of you know the Holy Spirit is sent as a comforter to walk with us each and every day, to lead and to guide us. And so it is in the natural, as you're going through your journey in life, it's important to have that partner. Well, look at Adam and Eve. That's why Adam wanted to help meet, and God, he didn't know what he needed, but God knew what he needed. So he knows what you need. And God created Eve for him. You know, God noticed that Adam needed that. And so, you know, sometimes you can even think of your own life. What has God noticed that you need? And so speak it out. You know, he's told us to if we have not because we ask not. And then I challenge you, what are you saying? What is showing up in your life is based on what we're saying. And it's going to take a little work to retrain. We have to reprogram. First, you got to deprogram. You got to unlearn. I have to untrain you, so that we can retrain you to doing it the proper way, to doing it, to doing it a better way. A better way. You know, there's a more excellent way of doing things. Sure, we've gotten away with doing some things. Like I said, we're so used to what we say not happening, it's hard to fathom that what we say can happen. And again, it's about a switch, it's about a shift, it's about transforming, it's about change. And change can sometimes build up in a spirit or a feeling, an attitude of resistance. A lot of people don't want to change. Why should I change? I don't want to have to change. I don't want to do anything different. Well, here's the thing. You keep on doing what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now, what you've been getting. So you got to do it differently. So I'm Coach Lalisa. For those of you, if you just tuned in, welcome to the All About Entrepreneurs radio show. We are back this year, coming on Monday through Friday, weekday mornings at 7 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. We are here to talk to you, entrepreneurs, leaders, and people who work for others, and people who, because here's what I've learned about being an entrepreneur, because at first I was a little leery about changing the show. Before I was just calling it the Coach Lalisa Show, and I was a little bit leery about changing it to the All About Entrepreneur Show when I decided to focus on helping entrepreneurs. And I thought, you know, well, that's going to leave some people out. Well, I don't know, not necessarily, because a lot of people don't even yet know that they're going to be entrepreneurs. My mom raised me on a saying that went something like this. Here it goes. It's better to have and not need than to need and not have. So you may not be an entrepreneur yet. You don't know. You may need it. Maybe you won't need it for you. Maybe you have children. Maybe you're raising up an entrepreneur. Maybe you'll have a coworker, a neighbor who has a question, who is interested in being an entrepreneur. at least you have somewhere to send them for help. Because a lot of people will say that they will help you in starting a business or growing your business or marketing your business or whatever. And that's great and that's wonderful. And then sometimes the help doesn't really get you really what you need. So there has to be more than one opportunity out there, more than one resource. And what I've learned about being an entrepreneur, you know, that we can't have enough people with resources to help individuals. And don't get it twisted now. As I'm helping you, I'm also helping myself because I, too, am an entrepreneur. I have a business. So we're going to talk about over the, you know, course of the shows, we'll talk about some of the things that entrepreneurs need to have in place in order to be successful. You know, your business plan. As a matter of fact, we have a workshop coming up on that. For those of you who want to know what are some of the workshops that we do, make sure you go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com where I do list some of the workshops there. And we hold them on webinars so you can attend the workshop no matter from where you are located. And go there and find out. So there needs to be, entrepreneurs need to be shown some things to do for taking care of the business, but also for personal development. And I said this last year, I'll say it again, because I'm all about personal development. That's the entrepreneurial piece that I do. This radio show, so people would wonder, well, why do you do a radio show, Coach Lalisa? You know, everybody's moving to this or that. Why do you do radio? And I, you know, I do a little bit of YouTube. I do a little bit of, well, I should say a lot of Facebook. And you know, why this? Because I'm into personal development. I'm not just into, you know, marketing and sales and all of that, which is great and wonderful. Of course, I have to market. I even have to market my personal development seminars and workshops. I even have to market this radio broadcast, right? But so that's the piece of entrepreneurship that I present. So that's the personal development. That's why I have the Release Your Power book and coaching program and workshops and training, because that's on the personal development side. It's that self-help. Now, for many entrepreneurs, you are probably pretty interested in some self-help and personal development things, and if not, should be, because to be an entrepreneur, you are a leader automatically, right? The minute you become an entrepreneur, you're automatically a leader, and then most leaders are pretty much automatically entrepreneurs as well. And so the two are married together very nicely. That's a great relationship, leadership and entrepreneurship. And so as a professional leader, an entrepreneur, definitely the professional development is right there. And I absolutely cannot believe 30 minutes has already gone by. But this is a very, very important topic, so I want to just digress back to that. Watch what you say on today. Watch what you say on today. Your words have power and they have a life. If you want to put some life back into anything, I don't care if your business was going a little dead, a little sour, a relationship, you want your relationship. I know I'm married 24 years in March, 24 years this March. I've been married to the same man. And if, you know, you want to see life back into a relationship. Maybe it's on your job, maybe your relationship with your coworkers, your supervisor, your boss, your leader. You want to see a change. Maybe it's with the suppliers, maybe it's with your customers. It doesn't matter who it's with. But this is this day, and for those of you who are part of the 52-week journey, this week, you're focusing on our words, the power of our words. And remember, what we say, we're putting it in the atmosphere for it to produce something. And sometimes it doesn't produce, and we're glad about that. Sometimes we're glad our word returns to us void. God said his word won't return void. But let me tell you, when you put a word out there, ooh, that's killing me. I hate you. You make me sick. Oh, we're glad that word is void. I'd say count it null and void because we don't want that to happen. So we want to put the words out there that we want to see happen. What do you want to see happen with your words? That's what I want to leave you with. What do you want to see happen with your words? So if you didn't sign up, go to CoachLalisa.com. This has been Coach Lalisa. I'm so glad that you joined with us on today, Wednesday. I'm excited. 1 week. Listen, y'all, things are going fast. Can you believe it? 1 week gone already. 2 weeks beyond Christmas. Already, y'all. It's happening. Before you know it, we'll be in week 2 of January. That means 15 days gone. Okay? Today is the 8th. Enjoy your day. Have a great day. And I know you're going to have a great day. If you're going to speak it, watch over your words like a hawk, like a guard in a high maximum security prison. Okay? Watch your words. Look at them. Follow them. See where they go. And keep it up. Keep it up. Don't stop. Don't stop. We talk about that in the 52-week challenge, how to make that habit stick. So join the journey. Don't forget, sign up for the book, 21 Days to a Fulfilling Life. It's free. I'm giving it away free. Yes, it's a great book. Sign up for it. You'll have it in your inbox today. That's a promise. Today. You'll have it today. 52 weeks. I'm about five hours, probably. I'm cleaning up some stuff on it. I'm sending it out as an e-book, and it'll be ready. You'll get it. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about it tomorrow on the broadcast. I can't wait. When everybody that does get it, it won't take you long to read. It's only 20-something pages. And get on the show tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. Tomorrow we'll be back here, same time, same place, to talk about what is your LFL. I want you to get that book, read it, and I want you to come back and tell me, what is your LFL? All right, everybody, have a great and wonderful day. God bless.